Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechet HaSukkah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. We've already explained that the mitzvah of Arav in the Beis HaMikdash was sometimes done even on Shabbos. And that's when? Right, when the seventh day fell on Shabbos. Now the Tan is going to explain how they went about performing this mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Basically, kemaseu b'chol, kach maseu b'Shabbos. Just like they did the Seder of the Arav during the weekday, kemaseu, like they did it b'chol during the weekday. In other words, they leaned it up against the Mizbeach on all sides. Kach maseu b'Shabbos, that's what they did on Shabbos. Meaning again, when the seventh day fell on Shabbos. Remember, many of the other days fell on Shabbos, they did not put the Arava up against the Mizbeach. El rather, what was different than during the weekday? Shayim Malakdin Oysan, they would gather them and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, May Erev Shabbos. They gathered the Aravas on Friday and brought them to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos set in. What did they do with the Aravas? Umanicha Oysan, they would place them on Erev Shabbos, Begigiyah Shel Zahav, in like golden barrels. And these kelim were filled with water, Kedei Shelo Yichmoishu. We didn't want them to start drying up. Even though it may not become mamish dry, but it starts like wilting. It starts like getting hardish a little bit. It's not the fresh arava. And for the mitzvah, we want a real nice, fresh, green arava. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika says, he argues on everything we learned in the previous Mishnah, that it was halacha l'moshe Messina that they brought aravas to the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika holds there was no such halacha l'moshe Messina. Rather, what did they bring? They brought date palm branches. As the Mishnah explains, Chariyas shel dekel hoyam mevi, and that's what they brought. The date palm, of course, is the tree that the lulav grows on. And this is what they put up around the Mizbeach. And this was done both during the week and on Shabbos, whether Yom Tov was on a weekday, whether it was on Shabbos. Where does the B'yechon and B'raika learn this from? There are many psukim in the Torah that are spelled one way and read another way. And sometimes there's a machlokes, how we dash in the pasuk, the way it's read, that's called Yesh'em LeMikra, or the way it's spelled, that's called Yesh'em LeMesiris. For example, when the Torah tells us about the lulav, kapos tamarim, it says kapas, without a vav. But we read it kapos. What's the difference between kapas and kapos? Kapas would be Lashon Yachid. Kapos is Lashon Rabbim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika holds, Yesh'em LeMikra. We dash in psukim based on how it is read. And because we read it kapos, that means there are two mitzvahs of lulav. The one we take with the other three minim, together with the esrig and the adasim and the aravais. And there's another mitzvah of putting up the chariyah shel dekel around the mizbeach. The Tan of the previous Mishnah holds yesh eim lemesiris. We look at the way it's spelled, and it's spelled without the vav, kapas. So therefore there's only one lulav that we use, and that's when we hold the dalad minim. In any event, Zakta Mishnah, let's chazer over. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, Oymer Chariyah Shel Dekel, Hoyim Mevi'in. They brought the date palm branches. V'choyften Oysan Bakarka, and they beat them on the ground. V'tzidei HaMizbeach, at the sides of the Mizbeach. In other words, every single day after the Hakafas HaMizbeach, they would knock it into the ground next to the Mizbeach. V'yosi Ayayim Nikri Yayim Chibut Chariyos. In other words, every single day of the 7 days of Sukkot, being that they would bang the Chariyah Shel Dekel into the ground, they referred to it as Yom Chibut Chariyas. That's how Tosfos learns. There are some who learn that Oisei Yom refers only to day number 7. But according to the previous Tana, it's called Yom Arava. So in our Mishnah we learned that whatever they did with the Arava during the weekday, the same process was done on Shabbos, except that they had to gather it from before Shabbos, and they placed them into special gold vessels that were full of water to keep them fresh. And then we had Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, who says, no, it wasn't an arava. This that they put up around the Mizbeach was Chariyas Shel Dekel. It was date palm branches. That's because he darshans Kapos Tmarim, that there were two mitzvahs of lulav. And they would bang it into the ground at the sides of the Mizbeach. And it was called Yom Chibut Chariyas. But we pass on like the Tanakama that it was the arava that they took the surrounding Mizbeach with, and it was called Yom HaRava, not Yom Chibut Chariyas. It's interesting to note, one of the opinions in the Gemara, Rabbi Levi says, that the reason for Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, the reason he held you take the date palms, is because trees have a heart. There's actually something in the tree that pumps circulation. A tamar has only one heart, and therefore we darshan. Just like the tamar has only lev echad, af Yisrael, ein lehem ele lev echad, lavin shabashamayim. Actually, the Ritva explains that the date palm has no bark. That's what it means, one heart. So its wood is the same inside and out. Memela, the actions and the thoughts of Klal Yisrael are also like one. Regardless of where we are or what we have to do, whether we're working or whether we're learning, whether we're walking on the street or sitting in the Beis Medrash, we're thinking to ourselves, what does the Ribono Shel Olam want me to do now? Our hearts and actions are one with Hashem.